This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Lawmakers meet today for a special legislative session. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on their proposal for property taxes.
Democrats' plans would save the typical homeowner a couple hundred bucks on next year's property taxes. That'll take some of the edge off a big jump in tax bills that's about to hit. But the plan would not offer any further relief to commercial properties. Also on the table are changes aimed at benefiting lower-income households, including a renter relief fund and an expansion of the state's earned income tax credit. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
While voters this month rejected a statewide measure that would have raised money for public schools, local school ballot measures were a mixed bag. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
More than half the 29 bond and property tax measures for schools failed. Voters rejected several measures that would have required them to match state funding for school projects. Among the victories, Douglas County voters passed a $66 million measure to increase teacher pay and place more security on campuses. But Eagle County, District 49 and Academy 20 in El Paso County said no to measures to increase teacher pay, provide mental health support to students, and enhance security. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations are up slightly, but so far below this fall's peak. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Right now, the state is reporting 244 people are in the hospital with confirmed cases. That's below the 257 cases recorded 2 weeks ago. Most of those hospitalized are older than 60. With the holidays coming up, doctors and public health officials advise getting vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu, and if eligible, RSV. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coloradans in Congress want to make sure that Space Command headquarters stays in Colorado Springs. Senator John Hickenlooper included instructions in a defense policy bill to prohibit limitations on Space Command funds for military construction. Alabama's House delegation wants to block Space Command from building its permanent headquarters anywhere. This is CPR News.